give them another great hand this morning.
Stand up and honor the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Let's give him some glory and honor. Everyone stand up. How excellent is that name. How precious is that name. How sweet is that name. It is the name above all names. There's none like him in all of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise him now. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen. Thank God on this day.
Hallelujah.
It's a great day. Great day to be alive. Great day to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen,
amen, amen. I thank God for senior pastor being in the midst with us once again.
Amen.
God has done miraculous work on this. He came out quicker than with every thought. You can't tell God what to do. We serve a miracle working God. And I praise and I thank him. Continue to pray for their strength in the Lord.
Amen.
And help everyone.
Amen.
I thank God. My father here today.
Yeah!
Remember, Richard Mackie. He said he's 48 years old. Turn it around and you get his age. So I tell him, I said, I'm 75 then. Thank the Lord. Thank God for my brother being here also.
Amen.
The Morton family.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30. 1 Samuel, chapter 30. We begin at the first verse. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters was taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. And Hananon and the Jezreelite, Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? And shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all.
All right,
amen. Amen. Pursue, overtake, and recover.
Amen.
And then the subtitle is going to be Happy Feet. You may be seated. I love that movie. I know the kids probably seen it, but I'm a big kid at heart. That movie, Happy Feet. I love that movie. That's one movie I would watch every day, all day. If you come to my house, then that would be on. Happy Feet. Happy Feet 1, 2, now they're making a 3. happy feet about the penguin. Nope, 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 nope. And the other one was shouting. Did y'all see that commercial?
Yeah.
That perked my interest when he was doing that. He was jumping around, he was praising, he was so happy.
Yeah.
I love that movie, Happy Feet. There's a great story behind that Happy Feet movie. Why he was happy. He was the only one. When he was born, he came out dancing.
Amen.
They were supposed to sing, but he was the only one, the oddball. And they made him feel so low and down because he couldn't sing. And they said, well, what you do with your feet? He said, because I'm happy. I'm rejoicing. And that's the same person we get ready to talk about, David. I love the name of God, David.
Yeah.
I love me some David.
Yeah.
David was the apple of God's eye.
Yes, he was.
He was appointed to be king at their youth. They appointed him 17 years old to be king. And then he was anointed by God to be king because King Saul, he was disobedient to God. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. He didn't want to follow the laws. He didn't want to be obedient. He wanted to do his own thing. He wanted to listen to the people instead of listening to what God had to say.
Uh-huh.
And see, the children of Israel, that's why they was in trouble all the time.
Amen.
They wanted a king. They wanted a prophet, a man, somebody they can go to instead of going to God. And that's how we do something.
Yes.
We're not obedient. We don't pray. We don't commune with God. We don't talk with God. We don't listen. We don't be disobedient. We are disobedient. We don't study the word. We don't pray like we're supposed to do. You know, we don't go before God like we're supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
And so God decided to strip Saul of his kingship. He said, I found me a man. I know. He may be young. But he's out there in the fields communing and talking to me. He's singing and he's worshiping me. He's lifting my name up as a young person.
Yes.
His heart is right.
Yes.
He was in that field. He was a shepherd boy.
Yeah.
They always thought he was the eighth son. I was like, ooh, that's new beginning. Eighth son. He was very courageous.
Yeah.
He was brave. He went all out for God. At all costs, didn't matter.
Uh-huh.
He took down Goliath.
Yeah.
Who are you to defy the armies of the Lord? Who are you to come against God?
Come on now.
I'm going to take you out. Goliath said, yeah, right. You a little ruddy kid. Get on away from me. And he was, and Goliath was real tall and muscle bound, as you might well say. He was a giant.
Yeah.
But David became a giant slayer that day.
Come on now.
Because he had God on his side.
Man.
Right.
Man.
Well, another thing I liked about David, he was a forgiver.
Yes.
He was always forgiving people, no matter who or what came against him.
Yes.
He was a worshiper, he was a warrior.
Yeah.
He was a praiser. He had great faith in God.
Yeah.
He was strong and mighty in the Lord. He did exploits.
Yeah.
He was a singer. He was a poet.
Yeah.
He was always praising God. He was a worshiper.
Yes.
That's the key thing, a worshiper.
Yes.
When you're talking about worship leader, he was a worshiper. That's an inside job. It manifested on the outside.
Yeah.
He was never ashamed to show how great God is, how he worshiped him, how he praised him,
even
through songs and through music and the instruments. And he played the harp so beautifully and melodiously. You know, the evil spirit went out from God upon Saul when he stripped him. And they called for David. And he brought him relief by playing that music. You know, he had a lot going on in his life.
Yes.
You know, from a young person all the way until when God called him home.
Uh-huh.
But one thing he never did, He never gave up on God.
Amen. Amen.
He had to deal with a lot of Saul's jealousy. Envy, just like we do, we have to deal with people being mad at us, jealous of us, because we get promoted and, you know, get position here and there. You know, they get jealous and they be plotting against your life and attacking you for no reason.
Uh-huh.
You be hated for all kind of reasons. Even Jesus said that you're going to be hated.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's all for the cause of Christ.
Yes.
His own son, Absalom, he had to run from his son. His own son was seeking his life.
Uh-huh.
Ain't this what's going on today?
Yes.
Kids are killing their parents.
Oh,
same thing going on today, back in the Old Testament.
Come on now.
The word I read in my word says there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing.
Come on now.
But he was on the run, running from his son. A father who loved all his children, didn't no matter what. And there are some unappreciative kids. Let me get off of that right quick. His daughter Tamar, David's two sons raped her. Raped her. They just had to. Children, yeah, I forgot. But they raped her. But what did David do? He had a forgiving heart.
Yeah.
He was going to forgive them. But the other two sons couldn't let that happen. Nope. They killed him. But then what David did do, you know, just like some of us do, you know, when he said he was all perfect, like none of us are not perfect either.
Right.
And he came on, he looked and he saw Bathsheba.
Right.
Yeah. And us came on, and he had to have her.
Uh-huh.
He put her husband on the front line and he was killed.
Yeah.
He was plotting.
Yeah.
Hannah killed so he can marry her. Then he became a baby daddy. He became a baby daddy. But one thing about David during this incident, one thing I learned from David, he owned up to it.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't hide from God.
Because
he knew God knew. He already knew. And, you know, he repented. And when she was pregnant, and he sat down in ashes and covered himself until he heard from God.
Yeah.
Once again. Yes, God took the baby away.
Yes.
But that didn't stop David. He admitted his wrong. He accepted. But what he didn't do, he didn't complain.
Come on now.
He got back up.
Yes.
Washed himself off.
Yes.
Got himself back together.
Yes.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
He said, I'm getting on my knees. I'm going to lay prostrate before the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I repent of what I've done. Help me to change.
Yes.
That's what true repentance is,
Amen.
To change.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, he honored God and he still worshiped him.
Yes.
He did what he had to do and he let it go. God forgave him.
Yeah.
He accepted his repentance.
Uh-huh.
And he let it go. Didn't bring it back up no more.
Come on.
You know, somebody told me the other day, yeah, I forgive a person, but I won't forget. I said, well, that's not true forgiveness.
Tell it.
That's not true forgiveness at all.
Amen.
Because you're still holding on, you're still remembering. I said, how would you like it with if God, you go before God and you ask him to forgive you, and God say, I'm going to keep remembering. But God don't do that. He throws to a sea of forgetfulness. We almost keep bringing it up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once he see your heart that you're trying to change, he'll help you out.
Yes.
But he didn't complain. He didn't murmur. He didn't find fault with God. He didn't blame God. He didn't turn his back on God. He didn't panic. He didn't do none of that. He didn't curse. He didn't fret. He didn't worry. He got back up and did his job.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't say, I'm not going back to church anymore. I'm not going to prayer meeting.
Come on now.
I'm not going to sing in the choir. I'm not going to play the instruments. I'm going to come and sit in church and do.
Come on now.
Oh, my Lord. I'm not going to lift my hands up to God, no more. One thing David did, he humbled himself.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So they was going to war. He's a warrior. He's a fighter. and what I love about David, he always asked God what to do.
Yeah.
He inquired. In everything, in every aspect of his life, he inquired of the Lord.
Amen.
What should I do?
Yeah.
I want to do your will. I want you to have your way. You lead me. You guide me. You direct me. And I will follow. Because I know you got my back. And he went to war. And they come back. And they took all everything of his. His wives, his children, his possessions, everything he had, and everybody else's. And then, they cried and they weeped. They said, the word of God said, they cried so much they couldn't cry anymore. He took his wives and they was all greatly distressed. You know, that's rightfully so. When you come home and your house is broken in, they took your stuff or your car was stolen. I'm like, I did. Fuck. I know I'm laughing myself now. I said, I went outside, go get my car, and I was like, I go back in the house. I said, Denise, where's your car at? She said, it's in the driveway. I was like, oh, they got me. They got me. They got my car. Oh, they got me. I said, y'all just give me a few minutes. Went upstairs. I lay prostrate before the Lord. And I said, I shed a few tears. I said, but God, I know this is a materialistic thing. You can always give me something else.
Yeah,
I said, if they drive my car, let them not tear it up. I don't care what they do. Just let them just drive and joyfully and whatever they got to do. Because I said, I just dropped the engine in it. An alternating new battery, everything was spanking brand new in there. I said, I don't care what they do. Let them drive it. I don't care. Don't take it to the shop or whatever you do. You know? And I got up, dusted myself off. I said, all right, come on, Sister Paula, Sister Denise, let's go to the police station. And they didn't even believe me that my car was stolen because I come in there with a smile on my face. They was calling everybody back, all the police officers, talking about, yeah, right, her car was stolen. And I said, it is. My car is stolen. I said, matter of fact, my leather jacket was in the bag. But they didn't believe me, see. It's how you go through a situation.
Come on now.
How you handle it.
Yeah.
Are we going to pile for the rest of our days?
Yeah.
Are our face going to look like we sucking on lemons?
Come on now.
Or are we going to be like, woe is me.
Come on. Look at me.
Oh Lord. I'm going through. Don't y'all see I'm going through? Oh, I'm hurting here. I'm hurting here. Oh Lord, Pastor, can you pray for me? Lord, have mercy. Oh gosh, my husband left me. I ain't got no money. My children's going crazy. You know, this one on drugs and that one sexing up and that one drinking alcohol. This one thieving and this one doing that and oh Lord, I got a headache. Oh.
We ain't got time for that, lady said, we ain't got time for that. Go to the Lord in prayer. That's one thing I admire about Pastor, the senior pastor, when he was going to surgery. And we was right there before, you know, before surgery, we was in the room, me, Sister Sherry, and his wife. And he was just smiling and stuff, just all happy and stuff. You know? Then when they came, took him, you know, he was like, bye! You know? And then afterwards, then afterwards, when they brought him out, he come back with that same smile. I was like, what? Are you in pain? He said, yes. He said, yes. I said, that's the way to do it.
Amen.
But he humbled himself. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Like it was all his fault. It wasn't his fault. His stuff got taken too. His wives and his kids got taken too. Why were they going to stone him? Because he was the cause of it. Because he went before God and God said, go. But what I really, really, really liked about this, as he cried that last tear, he dug deep down in his soul. Dug deep down in his spirit. He had that connection back with God.
Yeah.
He said, but David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Come on now.
Not man, not wives, not children, not woman, not dogs and cats. Not his job. Not in the sheep. He encouraged himself in the Lord. See, the people get that mixed up.
Yeah.
When you encourage yourself in the Lord, he'll give you strength.
Yes, he will.
In your weakest hour, he's going to bless you.
Yes.
Because you honor and worship him.
Yes.
You know, and you praise him.
Yes.
When the pressures of life be upon you, worship him.
Yes, Lord.
When your back is against the wall, praise him.
Yes.
When your health is failing,
yeah.
Give him glory and honor.
Yes.
When your children are behaving all kind of crazy, glorify his holy name.
Amen.
When you've been abused, mistreated, talked about, and then jealousy reared its ugly head, give the Lord some praise. When you have family issues, worship him. You have a marital problem, go to the Lord. When trouble all in your home, praise him. Encourage yourself in the Lord. When you have car troubles and bills is on overload, you don't have no money in the bank, honor him. When you are afflicted, conflicted, evicted, all manner of evil and hardships and difficulties are coming your way, give him some glory, give him some honor, praise him, because he is so worthy to be praised. Get your praise on. I love that song by Tasha Cobb. Put a praise on it.
Yes.
Praise your way through.
That's
worship
right.
Your way through. That's what I love about our pastor. He prays and he worship.
Amen.
Praise is an outer appearance.
Yes.
Worship is on inside.
Amen.
You worship God for who he is.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
You adore him.
Yes.
Extol him. Exalt his holy name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Get up and encourage yourself in the Lord.
That's right, that's right.
No, we got time for no pity parties. We can't crumble and fall to pieces because people are watching you.
Amen.
How are we going to lift someone else up when we die all the time?
Come on now.
He encouraged, he drew strength. The joy of the Lord is his strength.
Yeah.
And the strength of the Lord is his joy. See, he put his joy right into the Lord.
Yeah.
And David said to Abathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired, he asked at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue? He talking about the people who took his kids, his wife, all his possessions. Shall I pursue? Shall I go after? Shall I go chase him down?
Yeah.
For thou shalt... No, sorry. Shall I pursue after this truth? shall I overtake him? And God answered. See, we don't wait on the answer from the Lord. We pray, we tell him all I want. I need this, I need that, and this and that. You know, like he's a magician, Mr. Santa Claus. You gonna give me what I ask you for. And we don't stay around to listen to what God has to say to us. We want to get up and do our own thing. And the Lord said, and he answered him, pursue, go after them, for thou shalt overtake them. Because you're going to take it over with the power of God.
Right.
And without fail, you're going to get everything back.
Amen.
Everything back. You're going to recover all of it.
Yeah.
David pursued him and 400 men. They went on. 200 stayed back because they were faint. They couldn't go. They were weak.
Uh-huh.
And David went on.
Yes, he did.
And then God had a plan. Just listen to me. You come on this side. Don't go that way. You go up this way. Because they ain't going to see you coming from that way. They'll see you coming from this way. See, you got to listen.
Uh-huh.
Not with this physical ear. We talking about that spiritual ear. You have to listen. You have to be obedient. You got to know when you hear from God. You got to be still. And you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. You're going to see his handiwork. And we just don't be anxious. Elder Torres was preaching on Wednesday. Don't be anxious. You know, we sit down. Well, when, Lord, when is going to happen? Just listen. He'll tell you. Turn off the TV. Get off the phone. It's Facebook, as you said. Get off the social media. Get in the Word of God. People say, I don't ever hear him talking to me. There he is, right here. And on their way, they met a young man, and he was faint. He was about sickly, about to die, he was weak. And they said, where you come from? He said, we all, just like a little kid, yeah, we came. We was with the Adam, whatever their name was, AMA, whatever. Adam, yeah, there you go. Brother Tom. He said, we just burned down some houses. And we took people captive. They said, what? Really? Okay. Can you show me where they are at? He said, yeah, but as long as you don't get me killed, don't let them know that I did it. I'm telling you. He took them over there. And they fed them. He was with them. And here they go. Verse 16. Chapter 30. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread upon all the earth. Eating, drinking, dancing. They was having a great time. They was partying. Look what we got. Oh, this great spoil that they had taken out of the land. And out of land, out of Philistine, and out of the land of Judah. And David and his 200 men. It don't take much. Smoke them from twilight, that's the dawn of the day, until the evening of the next day. He was whipping them. And they escaped not a man of them, except for 400 which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking, neither small nor great, no sons or daughters, neither spoil or anything that had taken to them. David recovered all.
Amen.
Just as God said, he recovered everything.
Yeah.
And then some.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
See, we got to learn how to press and pressure. We got to learn how to possess in oppression.
Uh-huh.
We got to learn how to worship in warfare.
Uh-huh.
We got to learn how to triumph in tribulation.
Come on,
we got to learn how to advance in adversity. And we got to learn how to acquire in affliction.
Uh-huh.
Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Who is the King of Glory? What's his name?
Jesus.
Who are we to look to?
Jesus.
He is our righteous God.
Yes.
He is our Savior.
Yes.
He is our loving God.
Glory.
He is an awesome God.
Yes.
He is a mighty God.
Yes.
He is our gracious God.
Yes.
He is our Creator.
Yes.
He is our Master. Yes. He is our King of Kings. He is our Lord of Lords.
Yes.
He is our Savior.
Yes.
He is our Creator. He is our Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He is our Lord Most High.
Yes.
He is our Banner. He is our everlasting God.
Yes.
He is the King of Kings. He's the one who heals us. He's the one who provides miracles for us. He is a giver. He is our shepherd.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd. That's what David said. He wrote many songs. He is our peace.
Yes.
He is our sword.
Yes.
He is a jealous God. He is our helper.
Yes.
That's who the Lord is. He is my Father. He is the light of my salvation.
Yeah.
He's the joy of my soul. He is the strength of me.
Yeah.
He is the lover of my... I've never understood when I was a kid but how good God is. And I used to say, yeah, we used to make love to him. We gonna make love to the Lord. I said, I didn't understand that to save my life. I could not compute what that meant. But I know not. He is a lover. I make love to him every day. Because I worship him. I lift him up on high. I praise him. I'm going to do like David. Get my happy feet on. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to shout. I'm going to glorify his holy name. Because he is so worthy to be praised. That's what this thing is all about. To lift up the Savior. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about them. It's about the Savior. He created us to give him pleasure. To please him. To lift them up. To make his name known great in all the land. To win souls for Christ. You know, we can't get to heaven without Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty he is. And David found that out. Good. That's why I love David, because he was a worshiper. It didn't matter. Excuse me. Everyone stand up. Give him some praise.
Yeah.
He is not to be played with.
Yes.
Too many people are playing with God.
Yes.
We are going to meet him one day.
Okay.
Everybody looking for that second coming. But he may call you home today.
Yes.
Behold, today is the same time of salvation.
Yes.
Today is the day. We need to quit playing with God. You know, just like the Steve Hopkins, he passed this week. The scientist or wherever he was, philosopher or whatever, he said, there is no God, there is no afterlife. And the Christian world went crazy. They went crazy. The body of believers, the body of Christ, they judged that man's life. The only way you're not going to get into heaven, I won't accept you if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what that man did on his deathbed.
Come on now.
Because before anyone else leave this earth, we're going to know about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he know. That's his opinion. That's what he thought was no afterlife. And they went crazy about him. Talking about, I bet you a believer or not. He in hell now. I said, how do you know? The pastor always said, hell has enlarged itself. It's not for the sinners. It's for the Christians. Now we placing people in hell you don't know nothing about.
Amen.
Did somebody witness to him?
Come on now.
Did somebody talk about Christ to him?
Come on,
the
now.
Love of Christ. The Savior of this world.
Yeah.
We can't judge no one. Who, where they going? Because, Pastor, how you say we don't have a heaven to put them in, nor hell.
Right.
But we can lead them there.
That's right.
To salvation. People are playing with God too much these days. I ain't talking about the sinners. I'm talking about the body of Christ. They playing with God. Now, I tell the young people in Sunday school, God is not to be played with. Not to be playing games with. We're going to accept them or not accept them. One or the other. But I prefer you to accept it. To be a witness. And see, another thing about like David, he was a worshiper, yeah. And see, worship is a lifestyle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell it.
How you live every day.
Tell it.
People should see a difference in you. You shouldn't be like the world. If anyone have not received the Lord as their personal Savior, we ask you to come down to the front.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you never have received God, He loves you. He loves us. His tender mercies are here. His grace is here. His favor is here. His love is here. His presence is here. He got His arms wide open.
Yes.
As you come. Come to me. And I will receive you with joy. No matter what you've done in your life. You could have committed the heinous crime. He still loves you. You can sin just a little bit. Not a little bit. Oh no, yes, so sin a little bit. Whatever sin you have in your life, it's time to clean up.
Yeah.
Get your heart right with God.
Yeah.
Get your spirit right with God. Don't never let it be too late. But we never know when God calls us home. Will we be ready?
Amen.
Like that young rich ruler. That's what was teaching in Sunday school. He thought he had it going on. He had all the riches. He had the money. He had all the materialistic stuff. All the possessions. Jesus said, go and sell all that and come and follow me. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to hang on. But he wanted to get to heaven. He said, no, you got to get rid of all that. If you love me, you'll drop everything and follow me. I know how to bless you.
That's right. Yes, He does.
I know how to keep you.
Yes, He does.
I am your provider.
That's right.
I'm here for you. I'm touched by the feelings of your infirmities. Whatever you're going through, He's here. He's here. So there's no one who's going to get the Lord a great hand. We're going to rejoice. Yeah. Your feet have to be down. Right. I love the Lord with all my heart, soul, and being, and body. I love you. I never stop loving the Lord. I thank Him so much. I praise Him. Glorify His holy name. If anybody want to read that thing, they like.
Amen. Amen.
It's time to do it too.